Chapter 9. Killing to Order. 18 years of age, Mumbai. When I first arrived in Mumbai from Agra, I decided not to contact Salim. It had been 5 years since I had last seen him, and I missed him. However, I had plans that might put him in danger. But then, 3 months later, I was walking down the street when I suddenly saw him. "Mohammed!" he cried and put his arms around me. "Where have you been all these years?" Soon, we were sitting in a park and talking. Salim looked good. He was taller and even more handsome than before. He was excited to tell me that he was now having acting classes. "Guess who is paying for my classes?" he said. "I don't know. Who?" "Abbas Rizvi, the famous producer. He's offered me the role of a hero when he makes his next film, which will be in 2 years' time, when I'm 18. But he's training me now." "That's great, Salim. Tell me how this all came to happen." So, this is Salim's story, in his own words. "After you went away so suddenly, I went on with my life, carrying lunches to people every day. But I also still dreamt of becoming an actor. One day, I met a man called Mukesh Rawal. He had photographs of himself with famous film stars on his wall. He told me he worked part-time as a film extra. I asked him if he could help me get work as an extra too, and he said maybe he could. He told me to pay for several really good photos of myself in different clothes and places. He would then give these photos to the film extra company he worked for. I was so excited. I couldn't afford to pay a photographer, so I bought a cheap camera and asked people to take photos of me around the city. One photo was of me standing on the beach. In another, I was sitting on someone's motorbike, and there were several of me in different clothes. As I walked around, I also took photos of interesting buildings and people. The last photo I took was of a middle-aged man who was sitting on a wall and smoking. His fingers were covered with lots of gold rings, and he had a mustache. It was only afterwards that I realized whose picture I had taken. I stood still in shock. It was Mr. Pillay, the man who had almost blinded us. He recognized me and tried to run after me, but I jumped on a bus and escaped. But then the bus stopped at some traffic lights and a group of angry young men with knives got on. These men were looking for Muslims. What had happened to my family came back to me, and I felt sick with fear. "Tell us your names," one of the men said. "If you're Hindu, you can leave the bus." One by one, each passenger said their name, and the group questioned them and then let them leave the bus. Finally, only two passengers were left, me and one older man sitting behind me. When I was asked my name, I was so terrified that I said nothing. "He's definitely a Muslim," one young man said. "Let's burn the bus with him on it." The man sitting behind me stood up and spoke. "My name is Ahmed Khan. I am a Muslim, and you will not touch this boy." As the group turned and stared at him, the man took out a handgun and raised it. You should have seen them. They all dropped their knives and ran. My life was saved. I got talking to Ahmed, and he asked me if I wanted a job. He told me that he needed a servant to live at his house and cook and clean. He offered me good money, so I said yes, and I started immediately. Later that week, I gave the photos of me to Mukesh Rawal, who managed to get me a few small film extra jobs. And that's how I met Abbas Rizvi. He liked my looks and promised me a bigger part in his next film. I learned many things about Ahmed in the first 6 months I worked for him. When he wasn't out, all he did was eat and watch TV. He was crazy about cricket. He watched every game and kept a small notebook in which he wrote all the scores and key things about the games. He did that for a very good reason. He used the information to bet on the games. One day, I saw him win 80,000 rupees from one game. And when he wasn't watching cricket, he was watching Mumbai Crime Watch. It's a bit like the news, but they show you who has been murdered, who has robbed a bank, that sort of thing. One strange thing was that big yellow envelopes sometimes used to come in the post for him. He told me that I must never touch these. But one day, when he was out, one arrived and I accidentally spilt my tea on it. I was worried that any papers inside would be damaged, so I carefully opened it and pulled out the documents. Inside was one photo of a man's face and a sheet of information which said, Name, Vittalbhai Ghorpade, Age, 56, Address, 73 Marve Road, Malad. These sheets were dry, so I quickly put them back in the envelope. In the evening, I gave Ahmed the envelope. 2 weeks later, Ahmed was sitting watching Mumbai Crime Watch as usual while I was cooking. I could hear the presenter talking.
In yet another terrible event in Malad, police are looking for clues to the murder of Vittalbhai Ghorpade. He was found shot dead in his house on Marve Road last night.
I heard the name, and I heard Ahmed laugh. So I turned to look. There on the screen was the face of the man from the photo in the envelope. Another yellow envelope arrived a month later. I carefully opened it and saw another photograph, this time of a young man with a different name and address. I read the information carefully and remembered it. A week or so later, the murder of that person was announced on the Crime Watch program. Again, Ahmed laughed. I understood immediately. Ahmed was being paid to kill people. I was worried about it because it was dangerous, for him and for me. And then, one day, everything went wrong. It was about 4 months ago, the 20th of February. I remember it well because India was playing Australia, and it was a really big game. Ahmed had just placed a huge bet on Sachin Malvankar getting his 37th century that day. It was a very exciting game, and Malvankar was doing well. But at the last minute, things went wrong. He did not get his 37th century. Ahmed was very angry and left the house. Soon after he had left, another yellow envelope came. I carefully opened it, and I was really shocked at what I saw inside. It was a photograph of Abbas Rizvi, the producer who had promised me a part in his film. I could not let Ahmed murder him. But what could I do? I immediately went to Rizvi and told him about it. I showed him the photo and the information. He said he would go to Dubai and hide for a year. In return for what I had done, he promised to make me a hero when he came back. And that is why he offered to pay to train me. When Ahmed returned to the flat, the envelope was there waiting for him, but it contained a new photo and new information. I had put them inside myself. Ahmed opened the envelope, and later that night, he went out. I guessed he was going to kill the person in the photograph. After he had gone, I left the flat and went to Bihar to hide for a few weeks. Then I saw on Crime Watch that the police had shot a murderer called Ahmed Khan. That was a week ago. So I only stopped hiding a few days ago,
And who do I see the first time I walk down the street? My long-lost friend, Muhammad.
What a story, I say. But tell me, whose picture and address did you put in the envelope for Ahmed to kill?
Who do you think? Said Salim and smiled. I gave him a photo of Mr. Pillay and his address.
Smita claps her hands.
Brilliant! What a clever thing to do! He found the perfect way to kill someone bad without doing it himself.
So, what happened after that? Did you tell Salim that you were going to be a contestant on the quiz?
No. I was going to tell him afterwards. But then the police arrested me, I told her.
I see. Anyway, let's see how meeting up with Salim again helped you on the show. The lights are low in the studio. Prem Kumar speaks to the camera again.
Now it's time for question 9 for 1,000,000 rupees. Okay, this is from the world of cricket. How many centuries has Sachin Malvankar scored for India? Your choices are A. 34, B. 35, C. 36, or D. 37.
The music starts. I think I know the answer. 36, I say.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. The drums play loudly, and then the correct answer appears on the screen.
That is correct! You have just won 1,000,000 rupees!
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take a short break.
The cameras stop recording, and Prem Kumar looks across at me without smiling.